We're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to open up public hearing. So with that, roll call, please.
Badger.
Present.
Eck. Metcalf.
Here.
Schmidt. Tylan.
Here.
Westcott.
Here.
And Scrove.
Here. Five in attendance. With that, I wanted to welcome you all to your neighborhood. we're here tonight because we have negotiated a deal with the city on the extension of the Enos Park Tip District that we will take the funds that would have otherwise been deferred and put them now into improving both Enos and Gehrman Park, which fall within the TIF. I personally, and I know I think I speak for everyone on the board, that we're really excited about this opportunity because it is a chance for us to take some capital and specifically target these two parks. As you may know, a little while ago, maybe time flies, but it's been about 8 years ago, we did a Kaboom playground build in Gehrman Park, and we did a lot of upgrades at that time, some landscaping, some painting. I think that's what we're painting through. Don't go look. But it was, we were happy to do it, right? We were happy to put that energy into that park, and this is basically that opportunity yet again to put some energy into Enos Park and the Gehrman Park both. That being said, we have a few, and in a minute I will turn it over to our executive director. We have a few thoughts, you know, from our perspective on what might need to be upgraded in that park. But really, that's just our perspective. It's really important to us that we get your perspective and that we hear from you. What would you like to see? Because, you know, you guys are the ones using it on a daily basis, walking in the park, hopefully enjoying it, and you know what it means. Much more of a hands-on perspective than we do. So I'm very excited tonight to give you a few of our thoughts, but it really just take this as a starting point for conversation, and then we'll open it up and hear from all of you as to what you would like to see. Do understand it is a finite budget, so as much as we would throw that out there, as much as we would love to do everything, but we will do as much as we can, and certainly what you tell us is going to impact the outcome. So with that, Derek?
Sure. Hi, guys. Thanks for coming out. Really appreciate it. We're excited about tonight. First, I want to say a few thank yous. Thank you to Betsy Dollar at the Springfield Art Association for hosting us tonight. Really do appreciate it. Betsy's always been overly accommodating to help to work with us. And we've had a long partnership with Art Association for a really long time. I also want to thank Caleb Payne with the Enos Park Neighborhood Association for coordinating with us and partnering, kind of putting a joint meeting together so we can, you know, get the word out and get as many people and as much input as we can, because it, as Leslie said, it's a very important part of the process. Also want to thank the Park Board for committing the funds and for having the forethought and the insight to understand what an important role that neighborhood parks play in our community, so we appreciate the board's support and their vision there. And then also, as President Scrove mentioned, to the city of Springfield, for the strong partnership that we forged with them to make TIP funds available to make these projects happen. Because without money to do these projects, you know, we wouldn't get very far. So we do appreciate that.
Derek, may I interrupt 1 second? I saw Alderwoman Purchase has joined us. Alderwoman, we're delighted that you're here. And I just wanted to acknowledge that she's joining us. Thank you.
Sure. So as Leslie said, we're going to share some thoughts tonight. Nothing is written in stone. We do not have a specific plan yet. That is to be determined. We want to share some ideas with all of you. We have a survey that we're going to hand out to help you help us prioritize some of those things and look for new ideas of things that maybe we hadn't yet thought about, or maybe there's things on our list that aren't important to some of you. So we really want to get to the root of that as well. So you can fill out the survey tonight, or we have some a little barcode that you can take home and give it to friends and family that weren't able to make it tonight, and fill it out at home too. I will also mention we have a sign-up sheet in back. Did everybody sign the sign-up sheet? Did anybody miss it? Okay, if you didn't do it, we'll pass it around. Even if you can maybe pass that around. We would like to get everybody's name and some contact information so we'll be able to follow up with you on some of the results and some of the summaries that we come tonight. And this is going to be a continued partnership and a progress as we move forward. So that said, you know, as I look at Enos and Gurman Park, you know, I have to say this will be the largest investment of capital resources into either one of those parks that those parks have seen in quite some time. President Sproul mentioned the community build at Gurman Park earlier, and I know that some of you in the room were there that night. Was anybody there for that community build? Yeah, nice. It was a really, really exciting day. Yeah, it really was. And that's really the last big investment. Big investment that we put into Gurman Park, and then that was in 2008. And then in 2010, I'm sorry, that was in 2010. In 2008, we did an extensive redevelopment project at Enos Park. Many of you will remember that. We did new pathways, park lighting, which needs to be addressed. Yeah, some of the decorative signage and some of the decorative fencing around there that really made a huge impact on that park that is still looks great today. So that said, a couple ideas that we've kind of kicked around with staff and you know, kind of with the board that we're contemplating. You can see up on the easels here, that's an aerial view of one's of Enos, the other one is of Gurman Park. Those are the existing site conditions, just to give you a feel for the parks and a reminder of them. But what we're contemplating is a new playground, and we're looking at a new playground at Enos Park. That's right. So Gurman's playground is still fairly new in the big scheme of things. But the playground at Enos, many of you are probably familiar with it. It could stand to be updated. We acknowledge that, so we'd like to put a new playground in at Enos. And playgrounds are not inexpensive propositions in and of themselves, so we look at that. As I said earlier, the walking paths at Enos Park are great. They're the stamped concrete, I believe, colored stamped concrete. They're wonderful. But we'd like to do something similar to that in Gurman Park. The walking paths in Gurman Park are overgrown, and they're not as friendly to walking and as what the ones in Enos Park would be. So walking paths in Gurman is on our list. We're also, when we look at Gurman Park, and we know a lot of people that use that park would walk from the neighborhood. There's also people that drive to that park, so we're looking at parking. The street that's on the south side of Gurman Park, Enterprise or Calhoun, I can't remember which, but
it's Calhoun.
Calhoun.
Enterprise is by, you know.
Okay. So, you know, that's really the off-street parking that we have. We don't have, like, a parking lot, but that's the off-street parking. It could certainly use a curb, a gutter, some accessible access for people who have physical disabilities. So we're looking at some street parking in that area. We have an open-air shelter at Enos already, but we do not have that at Gurman, so we'd like to consider an open-air shelter at Gurman Park, a picnic shelter that could be used for family gatherings, picnics, showers, whatever that may be. So we're contemplating that. Enos Park, although we did put in, part of the redevelopment project included lights. Those of you who have been in Enos Park, once the sun goes down, knows that it gets very dark in that park. We have the black decorative poles, which are lower, and they just don't hold up as much to vandalism. So we'd like to do a lighting upgrade in that park to shed some more light in that park once the sun goes down. And then other than that, we're looking at site furnishings, and this would be both Enos and in Gurman Park. And this would include new picnic tables, benches, litter cans, recycle cans, grills for people that would want to come and grill out in either one of those parks.
dated water fountain with the dog fountain.
Yep.
Off my list here.
So that was the last one that we had on the list before we really, you know, opened it up to all of you to get some feedback. Would be some pet-friendly drinking fountains. So the fountains that, you know, there's a taller fountain for people to drink out of, and there's a lower one where pets could drink out of as well. We've done those in a lot of other parks, and they've been really, really well received. So we're looking at some of those, and that will be in both parks as well. So as Leslie said, these are just ideas. We're in the preliminary stages of putting some thoughts and ideas around, and that's why we wanted to have this public meeting and kind of share these thoughts with everybody and really just kind of open it up and see what you like, what you don't like, what did we nail, what did we miss. So that said, I'll just kind of open it up to anybody.
Right, and as far as timetable is concerned, we're going to take the input we get tonight and through the surveys. We'll go through them. We'll start to look at what ranks the highest. Then we will put price tags on things and sort through the money for the ghost park, make sure we're, you know, evening things out. And then, you know, you might know about me, I'm a little impatient. So then, you know, I would anticipate then, you know, coming back to the board, getting board approval on that, and off we go. So, yeah, all the moment. Absolutely. We're happy to, we want all the input we can get, and that's why we have the survey. So if you need a couple, I mean, this is not something we're going to do in the next week or two, I mean, in the sense of finalizing anything, so. Amanda, the deadline, the next, say, 2 to 3 weeks, if that's what I'm thinking, if that's okay, if that works for you. Okay? Yeah, we want as much input as we can get. I mean, we want the community to inform our actions. So, yeah, I'd rather err on that side. As far as the timetable, I just, you know, I would really like to keep the ball moving and get it done. So that... Thank you.
Well, so I missed a part of that, but Caleb, your next, I know you have a meeting tonight following this, but your next meeting next month, if you want me to go to that, I'd be happy to join you and provide an update and kind of work with you on
that
as well.
Idea.
I would also say that, you know, a lot of the projects that we're looking at will go, you know, so as a government agency, you know, there's certain procurement laws that we must comply with, and we do comply with. So any project that's over a certain threshold, we have to competitively bid, and we have to advertise it. And so these things take time, you know, to go through the process. But as we said, we're the funding is there. That's the biggest battle, is the funding. The funding is there, so we'd be ready to move very, very quickly.
What? Oh! Trustee Williams, I mean, sorry, Trustee. Alderman from the city. Sorry, Roy. But you're welcome to become a trustee. We would love to have you. Yes, and I will say, though, we're not as slow as, like, some government, you know, like the state or the Fed. It moves faster than that. We do, we dot all our I's and cross all our T's, but we keep the process moving appropriately. Having worked for the state, it goes slow. Now, I would like to open up the floor. So would anybody like to just give us some thoughts on what their priorities are for these parks? Did we get it right? Are we missing something? Yes.
I'm most happily there. The park is my side yard, and I'm
oh, I love that.
To the park district for the maintenance that they do there. I've lived there now over 30 years. I like also the idea of reinforcing those pathways. Over the last decade, happily, more and more people are using the park as a cut to Springfield Clinic, Memorial. great opening. I see lots and lots of hospital employees there, morning, noon, and all times of night coming through. So more lighting in that park, and certainly the walkways is a wonderful thing. Bathrooms always battle to keep them open, to keep them maintained, but I know the number of people who come to my door with their little ones say, oh, please, please, they're broken, can we use yours? That's an factor too in here in the park.
Okay, good to know. Appreciate that.
And I would say that she has been a friend of the park district for many, many years as well. She was there during the build day, and I remember that day vividly, so we appreciate all the support.
My pleasure.
Michelle?
Well, I'm right across the street from Enid Park, and of course we utilize it quite a bit now. As far as the playground surface, I know right now it's kind of that specialized mulch. Is the plan to still come back with something similar, or would you like to do it?
Yeah, we... Regarding the playground surface material, it is the upfront plan to use fiber. You know, it's often referred to as mulch. It's actually an engineered wood fiber, and we use that for several purposes. One, it meets the standard accessibility codes for wheelchairs and wheelchair access to the cost. We're familiar with, they call it a poured-in-play surface, like the rubber membrane that you're talking about. Expensive is an understatement. You know, I think if we were to do a playground in Gurman with that poured in play, we probably still wouldn't have, and we didn't know other projects in either of the parks, we still wouldn't have enough funding to do that. So the standard that we use in 99% of our parks is the fiber. It does take maintenance. We acknowledge that, and we would make sure that if we put a new playground in there, we would bring in more fiber to shore that up, and we do some drainage in there so, you know, we could prevent it from being muddy and stuff as well.
And what about bathrooms? Any idea of, like,
other bathrooms in the park? So bathrooms is a constant challenge, absolutely. I wish I had the magic answer to that. Those bathrooms in particular, receive a tremendous amount of vandalism, probably the highest two in our system. And so they are closed a lot. We'll open them up for special events. We'll open the ones up in Enos when there's like a rental out there, like if somebody rents the shelter and they're coming out for a birthday party or something, we'll open them up. Other than that, they're generally closed. That's one way that we kind of minimize the vandalism, because we'll put new porcelain in there, and then the next day it's broken again, and so it gets really expensive. So our strategy right now has been opened up for special events.
I know everybody hates porta potties, including me, but is that an additional like solution, although they are also subject to vandalism, but is that, I know it's not ideal, but it might, is that a possibility if we're only going to open the bathrooms up for special events? And it seems to me that the community does need, as you said about the little kids who have, I think some access to some kind of facility is probably a good idea. Other thoughts? Everybody's okay with like the lighting and the pathways, and those are the things that when I walk through those parks, that's what I think of. And of course, the new play system at Enos is overdue. But we'll be nice when that is overdue. Yeah.
I was just going to say all of your suggestions often are ears in line with things we've heard. It's beautiful. Thank you guys for working on that. We do a lot of events in the park, especially Enid Park, but we could extend that. One of the things I constantly hear from people who host there is better water spigot access, if that's
possible. Yeah, that's the thing.
There's very limited options, especially in Enid Park, and if we had that, it would give us a lot more opportunities at various types of events there.
Well, so help me understand that. What would you use the water for? What types of things would you be looking at there?
We have one team who works with park districts for beautification around the park, and so they have various areas of
watering plants then?
Watering them.
Almost like a pump, is that what you're thinking?
What's that?
Are you thinking more of a water fountain or a pump?
A water spigot. Right.
Okay.
But we could force you
to
the park.
Yeah, some kind of, right, okay, a hose.
Right now, with that. Right, exactly.
All right.
I was just mentioning
I think you should have to pump it.
One of the concerns that I would have right away with putting a lot of spigot is with the, you have somebody go by and turn it on and just walk off. The vandalism, but that can be worked around if we get one of the spigots that has a key to it.
Yeah.
And we issue a key to the neighborhood association. And then you guys are responsible for your key when you have events.
That sounds like one of our goals.
We have that
sculpture
garden and also the community garden. We have a
water. I love that idea. And that encourages you guys, it encourages the partnership that's already there. And I like that.
So is that Enid and Gurman you're looking at then?
Is anyone familiar with the Gurman situation?
Could you use it, or would it be useful, or do you not need it as much as they do it at Enid?
I don't think it's as useful as Enid.
Okay.
Okay.
If we could at least maybe get one with the key at
Enid. The key is a great idea.
That would be wonderful. Yeah, beyond the regular maintenance. Like last year, we set up a whole lot of water slide-like things for one of our major events, and we went to one of our friendly neighbors and did a long photo to do it. So, it just opens up options for us, so thank you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
And maybe like pull out this on either side of the pavilion, because I think right now there's only one, and again, when we do events, sometimes we have to plug in, the team cans, and we only have one outlet to work with, and it only works about 50.
Okay.
Duly noted.
How about Gurman on those?
There's no open shelter at Gurman.
So if they do build, if they put the shelter in, then
we would need electricity. Yeah. I mean, that's, and we're doing that now with the new shelters.
Yeah.
I mean, we did one a few years back at Barker Park, and that was a main request from them.
This might go low on the list, but when you build a new shelter, both electrical and water outlets in Gurman would give us more options to plan events in those parks.
This is very helpful.
Now, question for both parks. I know you guys have a lot of foot traffic. Would it be helpful to have a bike rack? Or is that something that's not...
Certainly in Gurman, I keep bikes on the ground. Yeah.
Because that would allow people to lock their bike when they get down.
Yeah.
Nice.
I lived across the street from Enid Park for 30 years. I remember when that playground equipment was in.
It was just the other day, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, so it takes playground equipment off the list.
My hands were a little bit. You put in a nice angled flower bed through the year. I know this is a maintenance and an operations issue rather than capital, but it'd be nice to plant the corner beds as well. You know, that central bed doesn't get much attention either. It could be nice looking, and we could, volunteers could help, but if the park district would take care of our beds, it was for stuff.
Especially if
they
have a pollinator plant,
we
don't need a
I was too.
Like pollinator garden,
yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But I love the idea of giving like knockout roses, right? So if you plant something that flowers all summer and the community can help us keep it watered in the dry patches and sometimes in July and August, you know, it adds color and a sense of, you know, it lifts it up. And it doesn't have to be something that is necessarily high maintenance, which is always a challenge for our maintenance crew.
Yeah.
You know, so some kind of perennial that is easy to, you know, if I can't kill it and not have it,
You know, we've got the gardens on the two corners.
Yeah.
It is a central.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, we know
we've got it. So the rest of the corners would have flowers. The other two.
So, like on the southeast side of the park,
I don't think they do.
Yeah, there's a garden there that rounds out the corner, and I think there's one on maybe the northwest, but maybe all four corners. You may be able to see on the map. I don't know if you can see.
But I do think more flowers in both parks is.
Yeah,
we can talk specifics later. I digress. Other thoughts? Yeah.
Very random, but when I first moved here 12 years ago, I don't know what the Art Association had to do with this, but there were a bunch of people who came to me that said the neighborhood really needed a space for older kids to do something like a basketball court. So you've got a playground that kind of addresses maybe to, you know, 10, 12 year old men. And I don't know if Edith has enough round space.
Yeah, there's deed restrictions on ball sports.
All right, okay. Well, okay. Okay, sorry.
Michelle's on it.
They wanted us to build a basketball court here, and I'm like, I don't think that's quite under our mission. So anyway, I thought maybe the park might be a better place for basketball.
You could put one in your parking lot. Other thoughts?
I was wondering if the neighbor police officers or CADs, the park police, had any suggestions on the things that, based on calls that you've had to come to the parks, if there were any suggestions from you guys to make the parks safer, or particular lighting issues, or some way to maybe decrease the vandalism so the bathrooms can be open. If you guys have some insight, that would be wonderful.
Cameron?
From our perspective, from the park police, and the police department, and the chief of the park police, our calls for service in Enos compared to Thurman are completely opposite. Enos has a lot of calls for service, and a lot of calls for service of a more serious nature. And Thurman, I checked before I came here tonight. Not that it, you know, there have been incidents there that might not be aware of, but of course, documented calls for service for Thurman Park to date in 2022, we've got two. And one of those was an abandoned vehicle, both that lived around there. It was a silver Trailblazer that got left there for the age of about 20. So we're at a park with two calls for service in the previous 2 or 3 months. Maybe 5 or 6 calls for service. Enos, we have frequent calls for service there. And a lot of them are of a very serious nature. A lot of them are for serious criminal related activity. There was talked out that the concept of cameras, I think that would be incredibly beneficial to us. Perhaps not in every park. I know that we have a money situation, but in places that are a known spot for issues of vandalism and criminal activity, and after hours unauthorized use, I think it would be greatly beneficial to have the cameras there. The lighting issues would help us tremendously, and I think would help the neighborhood safety tremendously. And we had recently put in a work order to get the trees, the park district work order was limbed up. In other words, the tree line lifted up more vertically so on patrol and neighborhood people can see things that are out of place a little more easily. And regarding some of the issues that were suggested tonight with the electrical outlets, and particularly the water outlets, probably should box that thing and have a lock around it. I perceive that being an easy target for vandalism, or just simply leaving it run until we catch it. And I think if we box it with a wire box and a lock, that would allow us to control authorized use and be the most possible to prevent the vandalism with it. And those are my just thoughts in a nutshell, where we get the most bang for our buck, if you will. And I think that the cameras and the lighting are probably the greatest bang for the buck that we can put there to increase our safety and our, make sure our ability for people to go there and feel safe and enjoy the park.
Thank you.
What about you guys?
I'll be real quick. So, my name is Ken Charles, and I'm the chief of police. This is the LCDA. And I think we're going to talk a little bit later on, so I won't share all my thunder quite yet. In reference to the park, obviously, it's kind of somewhat out of our purview, but from a criminal activity perspective, a few things I would say is that the reason the criminal activity is happening is because people feel comfortable that they can get in there and do the criminal activity. And I think that what we need to do as a city and as a police department, because one of them we're doing back on it is in a minute, but as a police department, we need to make people feel uncomfortable to the point where they don't get to just waltz into these parks and be able to do whatever they want. I think that's through increased presence of law enforcement. We've got neighbors that are calling when stuff happens, with the call for service rise, and they do so wrong. So we've got better lighting, so making more visible cameras. One thing I will push for some of the parks that have parking lots is license plate readers that some of the cities are looking to, and there are private partnerships to go along with the public cameras that we're doing that, so we can have those discussions down the road. That's certainly something that we're at least being able to track for people that are coming. And I'd be remiss, I didn't introduce the hardest working folks that we have in our department, so we've got Sergeant Matt Dawson and Officer Taylor Sullivan in the back. Taylor's a neighborhood police officer for this area. Great resource, both of them are, and they'll be available to answer any questions. I would think that would be
Thank you for being here. We appreciate it. Other thoughts for uses of the money? Because we've had some great discussions here tonight, and it's really helpful as we move forward. Just anybody? Alderwoman, did you have something you wanted to say?
No, thank you.
Okay. Alderman Williams?
I just want to say, thank you, Leslie, and Park District, and everybody in here ought to get themselves on call, because this is how democracy works, participation. And to be allowed to have a voice and to participate. And I appreciate you guys coming out, because actually it's your part, and it should be there.
Great.
So I thank professionals for being available to advise, give you ideas on the shoulders. And I'm so good because this is how it works.
And I want to acknowledge the city on this, because it's through our partnership with the city that and the agreement that we came to really improve together, to really improve these two parks. So my hats off to the city, both Alderwoman Purchase and Alderman Williams were key in helping make that happen. So this is because of that collaboration, and it's how it's supposed to be, right? So we really.
A lot of pressure, Michelle, saying
I can't imagine Michelle did that. Yes. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Yeah, we wouldn't. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, and it's a community partnership, which is why we're here, right? Because we need to hear from you, not just about what improvements that you want, but what's going on in the parks, and an ongoing basis, what you would like to see or what you need, so that, you know, we can work with you. I mean, we want the events in the park. The more the community comes into the park in a positive fashion, whether that's grilling out on a beautiful Saturday afternoon, or whether you're having an event there, the more the community participates, the better the better the whole neighborhood is. I mean, it's a self-fulfilling, growing process. And Fletcher, I will just say that hat tip to you for the vision that you've had. You said you lived across the street from this park for 30 years. You really had a significant impact on the whole feel of the neighborhood, and I'm very grateful for that. I really am.
One of the events that we used to have there, there was a lot of fun, was music in the park. Any chance we can get that back?
You know, we had a sponsor for that, and that helped offset, and then we funded it for a little while, and then the pandemic came, but I would love to. We did music. In fact, right in,
yeah,
up until the pandemic, we did it. And
yeah, and I think we're doing movies now, too. Is that right, Amanda?
We do movies.
We used to do a blues concert.
Mm-hmm.
Well, depending on what kind of shelter we end up with, we could also talk to the city about maybe having one of the municipal band concerts there.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea.
Or if you know of any sponsors that want to...
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I love that idea, and I don't know that we've done one in Enos Park recently that I'm aware of. I mean, we try to spread them around the city.
Yeah,
but it's been a while.
Yeah, music we don't do in any park.
No, I know. We're just doing movies now.
Yeah.
But
yeah, it's a great idea. Yeah.
People love to come and sit outside on a beautiful afternoon and listen to music. And especially sometimes for the movies, we sometimes have trucks. You know, the food trucks come. And it's just a whole great vibe. I'm sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
Somebody mentioned about older kids. That's something that generally gets forgotten. You either have a toddler park or you have the middle school kids park. But like you said, there's really not much there for the older kids, I'd say 13 up. If anybody has any suggestions, that would be wonderful, because obviously we want to make this your neighborhood park. My thing that I said from the beginning is I'd like to turn these from being things you walk past to things you walk to. I want it to be a destination for your neighborhood. And...
not a customer.
Yeah. The problem is that with these kids, and I've got a 14-year-old at home, and I can't get a straight answer out of her anytime I ask. But if somebody has thoughts of something that these kids might do, the problem is we are limited. We can't do the ball sports. I don't know. The only thing I can think of that we have in any of the other parks is like we have those the pull-up bars out at Washington Park right now, but I'm not so sure that that's...
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, I don't think
it's a notoriously difficult age to program for. You know, we struggle with that in all of the parks, not just Enos and Gurman. A lot of the kids those age don't want to have structured activities, right? So it's a great thing to throw out there, Chris. I agree. If anybody has ideas, you know, even if it's not tonight, you know, you can bring the survey home with you if you want. If something pops into your brain, or if you're talking to friend, or
what about a fire pit with a rain seating around it?
Let's just worry about fire.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe in a business thing.
You know.
Thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Sure.
I do too. I do too.
My kid actually likes the pull-up bar.
Does he? So we should put in the pool bar.
Yeah.
No, I'm serious. I mean, you know. Right. Those bars, I don't think, are expensive, you know, the...
Yeah.
I thought it was
Yeah.
Oh, that would map it out to the diameter.
Instead of just a 6-foot walking path.
That's a real, and you don't have to take it. I mean, it's a 90-10, but we have the 10.
We've been declined in the past because they're more connectors than internal, right?
It's worth a try. Yeah. Yep. Good. I mean, it's worth a shot. Last time I checked, it was either 80-20, and then it's at one point it was 90-10.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. Yep.
Other thoughts? All right. Well, thank you all.
I'm sorry.
I didn't see. Please.
When it comes to seating for events, we quickly run out. Oftentimes, we have people standing around the plates of food or sitting on the ground at almost every event. One or two well-placed parks.
Benches?
Picnic
tables?
Okay. Four picnic tables, maybe one or two of each.
Okay.
Maybe in the northern half of the park near to the shelter.
Okay.
That would be awesome.
Okay. Yep.
And then the other thing.
That's an easy one, and I'll also mention, not to interrupt you, don't forget your second thought here. So if you have larger events out there, just work with us on a permit to let us know. And if you're going to have a bunch of people and you need some extra picnic tables, we have the ability to bring some extra picnic tables in just for that event, right? Where we may not have a need for 10 picnic tables every week, but if you have an event for it, just let us know and we'll work with you.
What about the, what about the checkerboard, chessboard tables? If you did the picnic table with those inlaid, then you might actually double purpose.
This might be something for the kids that are in high school, but maybe do a small version of like a Ninja Warrior, something like that.
Ooh.
Caleb's
really
excited.
Yeah. Did she steal it from you? Did she steal your idea?
No. It's an excellent idea. I've got three young boys at home. Only one of them is broken around me. The other thing is, since we were talking about possibly keys and partnering with you guys and getting a copy of keys, maybe that's a solution is just the park association. Add a key to the bathroom to both parks, at least for the event, or we can make it known in the neighborhood. If you want that special event to have those open, we can get that open for you.
Yes, that'd be awesome. It's because so much of it is about just about communication.
You brought up about the cameras at the park.
Yes.
Go up to the bathroom, and if there's a camera set up there, and you push in a code on the outside, you can take your picture, then it would allow you to go into the bathroom.
You're very fancy.
Quick, patent that.
No, but I do like the idea of having a key and the neighborhood association maybe having the key, just like that, so that and more collaboration with that, so that when people are out there that we may not know, they can still.
And they would have to dial a number, take the picture, and then they would give somebody an access to open the door for them, allow them to go. If the camera's right, then you can see one person going in, four or five persons are going in, and kind of get the picture, which is what he was talking about. And your control is goes in and out of the bathroom. Right now, we have no idea. We just block it. But it doesn't do no good.
Right.
The kids come on over and go, Mommy, I know you should have gone.
Right. No question.
I know the standards of the car.
Yes.
The door on the thing, you know, that was great. I think the first experience was good. But you also have a keypad for the door. So they just people in the neighborhood got the code. Or certain people in the neighborhood got the code. That way, if one of the children needs to
the vast majority of the time, that's right.
Yeah, so they would have the code and they go in and use it.
Not a bad idea either. I like it too. That may be a little more cost effective than
a person of unknown coming up with a hammer.
You know, but we're gonna it's part and parcel of, but if we have extra cameras just generally, maybe that would also help other parks.
The city has a trailer that has a camera on, cameras, and they're battery operated. They can only set it in certain places for 2 or 3 days, then it has a battery charge. If you've got electricity in the park, it could be on 24 hours a day.
Exactly. Exactly right. He clearly is.
Yeah, we've got a great relationship with the city, and they've done that. The city police department has brought out for events, but as you said, I don't know how many cameras there are, but it's a big city, right? And so I think if cameras is part of the solution, then I think that's probably something that we need to take on in more of a permanent role.
Right, right. And but I also like the idea of the key pass. I mean, I think
if we do combination of the increased sight line, the increased lighting, make it so there's less shadows, there's not places for these people to do their business in the dark, and then possibly add a few cameras in key spots, I think we could see a
huge improvement.
I think we could see a big improvement.
Yeah. Inside the shelter is the hangout.
Yes.
You know, when it's dark in there, it could
lighting in the shelter.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Yeah. You know that? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Great.
Other thoughts? Well, again, thank you all so much. We're truly grateful that you took the time out of your evening to come join us and share your thoughts with us. Don't forget there is a survey. We're happy to have as many people fill it out as we can. And we will continue to take your input for the next several weeks, and we'll get a plan together. But really appreciate everybody coming out.
So a couple other just housekeeping items. Again, if you walked in late, we have a sign-up sheet. We'd like to get your name and an email address and phone number so we can respond back and create an email distribution list, keep everybody connected. Amanda's handing around a survey now. There's also like a little quarter sheet that's got a little square called, not a barcode, a QR code that you can scan that'll take you right to an online survey. It's the same survey that you received tonight. But you can take that survey, share that with friends and family and neighbors, have them take the survey as well. And then if you have any further questions or ideas that come up later, feel free to contact me. My email address is dharms, as in Derek Harms, dharms@springfieldparks.org. You can send that directly to me. I'll share that with the full board. All my contact information is on our website as well. So feel free to email me or call me. And as you said, we really do appreciate everybody coming out and a lot of great ideas. So now comes the hard task of putting them all together and organizing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
The park board is going to get up and reconvene our committee meeting in the other room. So if anybody's here for the regular committee meeting, you're welcome to follow us into the other room. Caleb and the Enos Park Neighborhood Association are going to stay here in this room and finish their monthly meeting as well. So
thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Can you guys read your name tag?
Sure.